These days, it seems like cell phones can do just about everything. Take photos, send email, let you listen to music or watch a movie. Okay, how about a phone that can look at printed words and read them to you out loud? NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has this report on a new cell phone being marketed to people who are blind.
If you're a person with normal vision who can read, there are thousands of things you do every day without even thinking about it. Little problems you solve with just a glance.
You know how those bags are in the hotel where you want to make the coffee? How many of you know the caffeinated from the decaf? Yeah, I know it every single morning.
James Gashel is blind, but he can get his caffeine fix with help from his cell phone.
Yeah, all you have to do is snap a picture of the bag and it tells you.
Gashel is showing off his new phone in a hotel ballroom filled with people who have come to check it out. Many are holding white canes. There's a seeing eye dog resting by the wall. Everyone listens to the small silver phone as Gashel holds it a few inches above a green rectangle.
Taking picture. Detecting orientation, processing U.S. currency image, please wait. $20.
The phone is loaded up with software developed by the company that Gashel works for. It's called KNFB Reading Technology. That's K as in Kurzweil, the inventor Ray Kurzweil, and NFB as in the National Federation of the Blind. Besides reading labels and telling a 20 from a 10, the phone can read pages of printed text. Gashel holds it over a sheet of paper.
Picture is snapped. Now I've put the reader down.
Proceeding to a specific location is a journey. Progressing to an unidentified destination is adventure. In other words, if you know where you're going, it's travel. If you don't, it's exploration.
Reading machines have been around for decades. This company already makes a handheld device. But this reader is the smallest yet, just 4 ounces and a few inches long. And it's in a high-end Nokia phone with features like an MP3 player, high-speed data connection, and a GPS navigation system. That's appealing to people like Mike Hansen from Minnesota. He uses a desktop reading machine for all kinds of things.
Books, mail, bills. I'm a lawyer, so I will use it to read materials related to cases I'm working on.
But he never wanted a handheld reader before. He saw it as just one more gadget to lug around. This multifunctional cell phone, though, is a different story.
It's next on my list of technology items to seriously consider.
It's not an impulse buy, he says. The phone plus the software costs around $2,000. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.